Have you ever craved something? Maybe it was the craving of a certain food, or perhaps it was the craving of affection, or maybe even the craving of finding your purpose for why you're here. And once you received what it was that you craved, did it satisfy your hunger? That's what this episode is all about, and it's actually brought to you from a beautiful soul friend in dog form named Nemo. You see, Nemo came with a message to share with a class that I was teaching a few years back. And during this time within the class, he really wanted to make his message known. So on the surface and on the physical level, he was telling us that he was hungry and he wanted to do anything he could to get a treat, including interrupting the class many times, which was not something he would normally do. So it was out of character for him. Remembering that every behavior is a communication, Nemo actually had a deeper message for us, and he wanted to share with us at that time. And it was all about how we can satisfy our hunger with the things that we have been craving in our own life experiences as well. So I invite you to come with me as we move into hearing a soul message from a beautiful teacher in furry form. Find out how you can satisfy your hunger in life with the things that you have been seeking. Learn how to find that spotlight that will shine in the direction you need to go, and to paint that path forward for you in a magnificent way. Come join in Nemo the Chihuahua's message, and let's satisfy our hunger together. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to Awaken with Animals, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. My name is Mary Beth Haynes, and it is wonderful as always to reconnect with you or connect with you in this way. If you are new to the Awaken with Animals podcast, I would love to welcome you with open arms. Thank you so much for being here. And for those of you who have been following these episodes and being a part of this time together for a while now, I want to thank you as well and extend that warm and loving energetic hug. I really enjoy this time together, and I really look forward to, you know, the different aspects and the things that come forward each and every time we do get together in this way. For this time together, at the very time that you're listening to this, so whether it's at the time that this episode has been released and published, or whether you're doing it 3 weeks later, 3 years later, it doesn't matter. I just love how timing aligns for when we are looking for whether we're looking for it or not, but the synergistic things that come into our lives and the opportunities to be able to receive them at the times when we need them most. And so I just love how what we're going to be sharing together today has come forward in the way that it has. So let me tell you a little bit about the topic of today and how it came forward and who it's come forward from. So the topic of our time together right here, right now, is all about satisfying our hunger. And when I was going through some files that I had on my computer, I was searching for something about a week and a half ago at the time of this recording. And as I was searching and looking through my different computer files, I found a file that said satisfy your hunger from Nemo. And I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? I couldn't quite recall or remember it. Now, for those of you who may or may not know, Nemo is my beautiful furry soul friend, one of my soulmates. He is such a beautiful, beautiful boy. And he has come forward in this lifetime in dog form. He's a beautiful chihuahua. He is that tan and white colored chihuahua. He is about 6.5 pounds and he is full of love. He has come here. Part of his purpose is, well, all of his purpose is all about love. And part of his purpose is to give love, but also to receive love. And the love that he shares, for those of you who have met Nemo in person, will attest to this, that he's very friendly. He loves to snuggle. He loves to cuddle. But his presence, just his very presence, shares so much with you. And I could go on and on and on forever and ever talking about Nemo and how amazing he is. But I will leave it there. But I will say one more thing. Nemo has come into my life and I am so grateful for him. He has been an anchor to me. He continues to do that. He helps me get out and move my body. So, you know, it's not me taking Nemo for a walk. It's him telling me it's time for my walk. But it's beautiful in how he does that, because if it wasn't for him helping me get out and move my body, because of certain things that have kind of happened with it over life experience, it tends to seize up a lot. And so I want to rephrase that. Up until now, I've been noticing that my body over the last many years had tended to get sore and things like that. I want to change that. I want to have it where my body feels more fluid and moving and all of that stuff. So that's why I wanted to rephrase how I said that. So Nemo has been a wonderful ally for me in being able to help bring that health back and to work on the health of the muscles and the ligaments and the tendons throughout my body. And so he's just a blessed, blessed boy, and I'm so grateful for him. And so this particular time together is very much coming forward with a message from Nemo, and it's all about satisfying our hunger. So let me go back to where I was. So I was looking through my files on my computer, and I found this file about satisfying your hunger from Nemo. And I looked at the date. It was June 22nd, 2019. So we're going back a little bit in time. And we are going to hear this magnificent message that Nemo shared at that time. For some reason, it's coming forward energetically to share at this time. Because at this time, there is... it really feels from collective animal energy, from animal spirit, but also from Nemo, from the soul of Nemo, from the guidance and the wisdom of Nemo and what he brings forward. And it's come forward at a time where I needed to hear it again. And then I get that inspired nudge. Guess what? Here's the next episode together on the Awaken with Animals podcast. So what does satisfy your hunger mean, and what's it all about? Well, that's a really good question. So the way that Nemo has shared it and the way that he brought it forward back in 2019 was all about how we have different goals. We have different purposes. We come here for a reason. We come here to experience life in this way for a purpose, for a mission, for a reason, for all of that. And he talks about how sometimes we may find challenges. We may find that we're lost. We don't know how to kind of move through life in certain ways, and we're really looking for guidance and direction. And he brings it back to satisfying our hunger. So I'm going to back up just a little bit more, because I think there's one more important piece that you should know about Nemo before we continue on with his message. And what that is that Nemo is very food motivated. He's a very food motivated dog. He's very hunger driven. So if we're out walking and there's somebody that, you know, dropped food on the sidewalk or in the grass, He will find it, and if I don't see it ahead of time, he will just devour it. Like, he's so food motivated. And we've tried to work with him on this with training and things like that. We haven't quite got it yet. And we're still working together with him on that. But I do find that Nemo is often a mirror to me. And when I find that when I'm going through things in life, whether it's with food myself, whether it's, you know, having reactions to food or having cravings for certain foods or things like that, guess what happens when we're going outside? Nemo tends to find more food. It's kind of like a mirror for me, right? The other part is that whenever I'm going through something stressful or I'm really looking for direction in something, sometimes I notice this, sometimes I don't. But a lot of times Nemo will actually he'll just find food wherever it is. And then I'll be like getting really frustrated because I'm like, Nemo, why are you so, like, why do you want that food so badly? Like, you're trying to, you know, you're pulling me all over the place and we're not connecting here on our walk and things like that. And really, it's not a behavior thing. It's him trying to tell me something. And it's really interesting how it comes forward. So knowing this piece about Nemo and how he's really food motivated, I was doing a class and I was teaching. And during the class, Nemo was asking me for food. He really wanted food. He was trying to climb up on my lap. When he was on the ground, he was like clawing at me. And this was not normal for him. Nemo is very well behaved. He's very, you know, but when it comes to food, he will do anything to try and get it. And so he was really saying, I want my food, I want my food, I want my food, I want my food now, I want a treat, that kind of thing. So I tapped into him during the class and I actually said, like, Nemo, what is the message here? Because you're really bringing this message forward for a reason. And it took me a couple of minutes. However, he started sharing more about the deeper meaning of why he was so hungry. So on the physical level, as Nemo the dog, he was hungry, he wanted food, and he was going to do everything he could to ask for it and ask for it and hopefully receive it. On the soul level, or on the deeper meaning level of why and how this was a message for the whole class, including myself, it came forward all about us and satisfying our hunger. And he used it as a metaphor for being able to satisfy our own hungers in life. So whether it's a hunger for a relationship, a new career, additional income, finding our purpose, being a part of the collective, like really feeling like we're a part of the collective, being understood. I could go on and on and on. It's kind of like feeling this drive or this hunger to want to be able to achieve it, to receive it, to tap into it. And so without saying too much more, I think it might be time to just play you this clip from Nemo, because it's really come forward energetically that maybe it would be a great time to receive Nemo's message on how you can satisfy your hunger in the way that will be highest and the best for you. Of course, should you wish to partake, because this is always with your permission and with your free will. So you have the choice whether you want to continue to listen or not, of course. And I'll share with you his message. And just before I do, I'd like to, first of all, thank Nemo for bringing this to my awareness again, because again, this is, you know, originally was back in 2019, and now this is moving forward in the future. So we're listening, you know, I'm listening to it again, and I'm sharing it with you again. You will hear how it came through in the class. So the recording, the audio settings will not be as crisp or perhaps professional as what you're hearing now. However, it was recorded at that time, and you'll be able to hear it now. So as we take this moment to prepare ourselves energetically, I invite us to kind of just take that breath, become present in our chairs, become present within our body. So if there's any parts of us that we may have at other things around, like maybe we're thinking of other things, maybe we were helping somebody the other day and maybe unknowingly we need to kind of call that part back to us, because maybe we often leave pieces of us places, if that makes sense, energetically. So call all those parts back to us. Call all those parts back to you. Claim all those pieces that are yours that maybe you have knowingly or unknowingly given away. Call them all back to you now. Bring all those parts back and become present in your body, for those parts are yours to begin with. And a lot of times when we unknowingly or knowingly give them away, we don't feel present in our body. So kind of claiming them back and calling them back to us is very helpful for us to feel centered, focused within our body. And then just setting the intention and asking for this message from Nemo on how you can satisfy your hunger with the life experiences that you're going through, knowing that this message from him is here for you at any time that you wish to receive. Asking with the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light to assist in delivering the transmission of Nemo's message in what will be in the highest and the best for you. I will now share with you, with great gratitude, to my beautiful soul partner, Nemo, on how we can satisfy our hunger now. Into Nemo's journal.
It's really interesting because he's really hungry. And so what he's saying is he's talking about satisfying your hunger, but he's using it as a metaphor for us. And he's talking about how we can satisfy our own hungers. He's talking about we have different hungers in life and we have different goals and purposes of why we're here and why we've chose to come. And he's inviting us all to satisfy our hunger. Whatever that hunger might be, it might be a hunger for a new career, it might be a hunger for more finances, it might be a hunger for humanitarian purposes, it might be a hunger to find who we truly are. Whatever it is that we are needing right now, he's saying the way that you will satisfy your own hunger is by connecting with Nemo, bring it back, bring it back. He's really hungry. He says, everybody in this room completely knows what they need to do to get where they want to go. Satisfy your own hunger by trusting in what it is that you have within yourself. If you don't know what the next step is, trust that the inner you knows. And all you have to do is make the decision and the next step will appear. Continue to trust in the connection that you have to animals, because animals are here to help you. I, Nemo, am here to help you. Satisfy your hunger. Satisfy your hunger by trusting in yourself.
Thank you, Nemo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Time to eat.
Now it's time to eat.